The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning, I want to share a reading or an excerpt from some spiritual reading I've been doing. Our Lady puts all she has at God's disposal. In an instant, all her personal plans, and no doubt she had many, were discarded so that she could do everything God wanted her to. Throughout her life on earth, Our Lady showed limitless generosity. Among the few episodes of the gospel that refer to her, two of them speak directly of her attention to the wants of others. She generously gave of her time to look after her cousin Elizabeth until the birth of her son John, and she was solicitous for the well-being of the young couple and their guests at the wedding reception in Cana. Such attitudes were second nature for her. Her neighbors in Nazareth would have much to tell us about Mary's innumerable little services to them in their everyday lives. The Blessed Virgin never thought of herself, but of others. She did her household chores with the greatest simplicity and happiness while maintaining the deepest interior recollection, for she knew that God was within her. In Elizabeth's house, everything was sanctified by Our Lady and the child she carried in her womb. In Mary, we confirm the truth that generosity is a virtue of great souls who know how to find the reward in the act of giving. You received without pay, give without pay. A generous person knows how to be loving and understanding and how to give material help without demanding love, understanding, or help in return. They give and they forget that they have given. And in this lies their riches. They have understood that it is better to give than to receive. They realize that to love is in its essence to give oneself to others. Far from being an instinctive inclination, love is a conscious decision of the will to draw close to other people. To be able to love truly, it is important to be detached from everything, and especially from self. This detachment from self really is the secret to happiness. Giving enlarges the heart and makes it youthful, with an even and ever greater capacity for loving. Selfishness, on the other hand, impoverishes the heart and narrows its horizons. The more we give, the richer we become. And so today, let us ask the Blessed Virgin to teach us to be generous, first of all with God and then with other people. Those we live or work with, and those we meet in all the varied circumstances of our lives. She will show us how to give ourselves in the service of our fellow men in the ordinary course of each day.